It's business time. It's business. It's business time.
I know what you're trying to say. You're trying to say it's time for business. It's business time.
Ooh. Welcome back to The Download here on 720 WGN. And it's time for The Download on Chicago Business, our weekly segment where we feature Chicago area entrepreneurs, small business owners, CEOs, so they can tell their stories so we can better understand ours. Well, just recently, the Archdiocese here in Chicago announced they'd be closing some schools and cutting back on resources for others. They pointed to dwindling enrollment and the increased costs of education. And for the thousands of Catholics in the area, one of the strongest Catholic areas in the country, life without educational opportunities is one that's just unacceptable, forcing families to make hard choices to relocate and leave their neighborhoods behind. And Chicago City and Neighborhoods has a strong connection to parochial schools, and research shows that when Catholic schools close, the surrounding neighborhoods see increases in crime and violence and a decrease in social cohesion. Enter the Big Shoulders Fund. A nonprofit is designed to raise private funds to help keep Chicago schools open and thriving. And if not Catholic schools, then give people choices for better educational opportunities in their area. Since 1986, Big Shoulders has raised over $300 million to the cause. And the big question is, with the reasons cited by the Archdiocese, which I mentioned at the beginning here, and also the current situation when it comes to Chicago public schools, what can Big Shoulders do to help stem the tide? Joshua Hale, my guest tonight, the president and CEO of the Big Shoulders Fund. Welcome to The Download in Chicago Business. Thanks for being here.
Thanks very much for having me, Justin. I appreciate it.
So you've been CEO for a number of years now, but talk about where this idea comes from, Big Shoulders.
Well, you're nice to have us on and to promote this because, you know, education is so critical to our community and to all of us who live here. But just to go back in time, it's amazing. Almost 33 years ago, Big Shoulders Fund was founded.
Wow. Yeah.
And it was inspired by Cardinal Bernardine, who was an incredibly popular leader here in Chicago, but certainly for the Catholic Church. And he went out to business leaders and said, you know, we have these inner city Catholic schools, but I can't afford them. And could you help me to raise funds to ensure they stay open? And you said kind of in your opening the importance of them to community. So open and rooted in community, because neighborhoods need institutions and community-based organizations. Right. These schools are one of them. And the second was to ensure that all children have access, wherever they come from, whatever their background, that this is about serving all children.
And the way to do that is through scholarships and be able to pick up tuition to get them to go to schools like Catholic schools.
That's exactly right. Right. And it's amazing. So all these business leaders jumped on board, really. The primary one was Jim O'Connor, who remains, he was a founding chairman, and he's a co-chair today with John Canning and Monsignor Velo. But this whole group of business and civic leaders said these schools mean so much. And that was also the time that really school reform started in the public schools, which has led to a lot of great success there as well.
It makes me think about, you'll hear over and over business leaders, even this in last week when the budget address that the governor had here in the state of Illinois, talking about private sector and private business stepping up to be part of it, that school systems, especially when it comes to Catholic schools, they've already gone this route decades ago.
That's exactly right. These schools have been around for 100 plus years, and they've always been, someone said to me that Catholic schools are the original community schools because they are so rooted in community. And 30 years later, our mission hasn't changed much. We really, so to even hear any schools close is always devastating. But, you know, if you look at Chicago and the inner city Catholic schools here, we work with 76 inner city Catholic schools, elementary and high school, about 20,000 kids, 80% minorities, 70% living in poverty, tremendously successful in terms of their matriculation onto high-performing high schools and college. And really, we track them all the way into being alumni and coming back to the city as what we think is really as good citizens, that they vote higher than their peers, that they're working, that they're earning. They're the neighbors that you and I want to have in this community.
Right.
And so that means something.
When we talk about giving opportunities for students to get themselves on the right track, as you just mentioned, all the way through. But you are in situations where you have to deal with the financial realities of this current climate, and the Archdiocese is doing that. We just heard that they're going to be closing some schools. At that point, do you start to look at other schools, the idea of high-performing quality public schools or possibly charter schools, to keep people in the areas if the Catholic school, no fault of yours, is no longer there?
Yeah, it's a great question. And so far we haven't. I think the primary is that, you know, one, it's been great to see, you know, selective public enrollment and a number of the efforts the public schools have made have really strengthened those schools. Mm-hmm. That keeps more people rooted in community. I live in the city and I watch how many people aren't running for the suburbs. I moved to Chicago almost 20 years ago and watched really the growth of the charter network from a few to, you know, educating 60,000 statewide. I mean, they've really grown and done, and they've really gotten, you know, some really strong networks. At the same time, I've watched our schools nationally, there's been a large number of inner-city Catholic schools closing. We haven't had that. We haven't. Boston, New York, Minneapolis, St. Paul, Cleveland, some of these places have just cleared out.
Yeah, right.
We have held ours, and I think largely that's because you mentioned we've raised over $300 million for this, that we've been able to work with the Archdiocese as they've had to shift their resources and change the way that they allocate resources within the Archdiocese, and just a shifting of, you know, their mission as a church. We've been able to go and add additional funding. If you look back 10 years ago, we were probably investing $4 to $5 million a year in the schools. Today, we're over $20 million in the schools. So we've been able to ramp up our efforts and really to support that. They don't want to see schools close, and we certainly don't.
Right.
But we had to find a way to address their needs, and they have financial issues which they're addressing, and we're trying to help. But I do think, to your original question, we're not ready to give up in these schools. We have 76, and mm-hmm. we've seen enrollment not only stabilize but even grow a little bit in the past couple of years. We've held our schools really strong, and we think that, again, going back to the data, if the data tells us that they help build social cohesion and build neighborhoods, you know, the good news is that our donors, our investors, see that they strengthen neighborhoods and they've helped us to keep them open. You know, we hope that we can continue to do that.
When you're talking about whether or not you keep a school open or closed, it's one thing to make sure that kids have the opportunity to go to those schools. But I always think about, when I think of some of the big suburban public schools and the amenities that they're offering in 2018 and,
yeah.
and their investments from their communities, and it's not just whether it be from their tax base or from their private sector and private businesses coming forward, you have to start thinking about it's more than just the baseline.
Yep.
It's more than just keeping the heat on.
Yes.
It's about being able to provide the services that a 2018 school,
yep.
regardless of its affiliation, need to have.
You know, it's a one of the things that we focused on certainly the last 10 years is that it's not enough to just stay open, and it's not enough to say, well, we're Catholic, we're good. And we have built in more and more of a data set to look at the growth of our students over time and how to invest. And so there's two areas of investing. One is in the classroom and the teachers and helping them be stronger. So we now invest millions each year in attracting and recruiting teachers out of mm-hmm. college and into the classroom, but also supporting them over time and helping them to bring in better curriculum, manipulatives, technology. So we're investing millions of that each year, not just one year, but each year to really strengthen the classroom. We also invest a lot in the student. We have everything from Saturday school for STEM scholars. We have after-school programming. We have enrichment program that spans after school to weekends. But we even have a camp in Wyoming now where we take kids, 300 each year, out for a week of experience out there. Now, that builds over as they apply in
so that's, October. So that's attached to the student.
That's attached to the student.
Yeah.
And so you're investing both in the classroom,
mm-hmm.
in the strength of the program, and we can show the growth of that over time because we have data that shows as we invest in teachers that students actually do better over time. That makes
right.
a lot of sense. And then we also invest in the child to give them the enrichment, whether they need a counselor for social-emotional issues or they need a tutor or they need no different than I would do for my own kids. I want my kids to have access to a summer camp at the University of Chicago or for writing, or they want to go to a camp in Wyoming. All those things, we are supporting a range of those. And those two things. Now, there's also the part, which you said, you know, the great campuses and mm-hmm. gyms and things like that. So a lot of our schools have gyms. We're helping to invest in them, make them stronger. But I look at my own school. My kids go, and, you know, we don't have a gym. And, you know, my kids are going to do just fine. We use somebody else's gym for our games and everything else. Our focus is, we certainly have invested in gyms and boilers and tuck pointing and making sure schools are safe and that they're prepared for children. But more than anything, we want to make sure that the teachers and the curriculum and all the manipulators that go into a classroom, that those are as good. And in fact, I would say in some places, we're probably outperforming. They're, frankly, a lot better than manipulators and things in my kids' school.
Yeah.
And I think that these kids, you know, where they're coming from, they need all the opportunities they can get. And so we are over-investing in that to make sure that the school is really as good as it can be. And we probably should have been doing that more 30 years ago.
Well, let me ask. Let's do this. Let's take a quick break, and then I want to ask about that, about the concept of overinvesting, because that is going to play it a little bit in the public sector as well. When you see that the new educational formula.
Yep.
That looks for private donations, but also the ability to go to private school on public money.
Yep.
And that might have an issue when you're talking about, you know, oh, they're not over-investing in that situation.
He's
you guys
exactly
are.
Right.
Joshua Hale's my guest. He's the president and CEO of the Big Shoulders Fund, around since 1986, helping fund students who want to go to Catholic schools. They've raised over $300 million towards that cause. Josh is my guest tonight on the Download in Chicago Business. We'll take a quick break. Stay with us. Welcome back to the Download in Chicago Business. I'm Justin Kaufman. My guest in studio, Joshua Hale. He's the president and CEO of the Big Shoulders Fund, a fund that's been around since 1986, over 30 years of helping students in the Chicago area essentially get scholarships to go to Catholic schools and help keep those schools afloat. Right before the break, we were talking about competition. You never think about it because we're talking about students, and students don't really, it's not really about numbers and bottom line when you're talking about students. But hypothetically, there's a lot of competition for those students now, whether it be public schools and the selective enrollment programs, whether it be charter schools we've seen. The fact that private schools are going to get a bump, not just Catholic schools, but private schools with the new educational system in place in the state of Illinois. The Catholic schools have to think about that, about the fact that competition for students at this point is bigger than it ever has been?
Yeah, I for sure. You know, it's funny, if you go back to 86, when Big Show started, you know, before that, Catholic schools opened the doors each year. They had lots of students come in and fill the, just because that was the way people lived. And a lot has changed since then, just in terms of religious habits and things like that.
Right.
But there's still great interest in these schools in all areas, you know, in and outside the city. But there is increasing competition in the inner city, I would say, in under-resourced communities, as charters and the public schools. Everybody's getting stronger, and I would say that that's a great thing. And I have always, you know, tried to put us in light of more of a puzzle, that, you know, we have so many kids who are not getting access to a quality education. And if competition or partnership or friendship or friend, whatever it is that helps us to serve more children, you know, my God, good.
Yeah.
And so I'm all in favor. I only see us as one. You know, we're not for every student. This city needs a strong public school system, and we need the best schools that could possibly be available in every neighborhood.
Yeah, and you mentioned, and it's also in the research as well, as when a Catholic school closes, it has a negative effect because it is an institution in the community. And we saw that with public schools as well, the 50-plus public schools that closed. That was an argument against doing that.
Yep.
So you strongly believe in the idea that institutions, neighborhood by neighborhood, are essential to fend off the negative aspects of Chicago life, violence, crime, thing like that.
No different than the downtown is healthy because we have a great symphony, we have a great ballet, we have a great things that pull people toward the city. And I remember years ago, even when I started Big Show, it's when I asked some of the board, he said that he was going to a meeting for the Joffrey Ballet to raise money. I said, I didn't know you were interested in ballet. And he said, I'm not. He said, but the institution matters to the city. Mm. And someone asked me to help, so I'm helping raise money for it. And that always stuck with me, that this city is almost only as strong as the institutions that we build and that we help support. And so, you know, whether it's the library or the Boys and Girls Club or the Catholic school, the Lutheran school or the Jewish school or the public school, the charter school, institutions matter, things that pull people toward a neighborhood. And, you know, I think that that's something we're all realizing more. And I understand how the city got to the point of closing 50 schools and everything else, but there is a downside to that, and they're trying to fill that and build other schools. And I think that they're putting a lot of effort in to fill it. It just, it does change the dynamic. And so we're trying to be additive and help keep these schools not only open, but vibrant. We're trying to invite kids in on weekends and after school programming, that this is a community-based organization.
Yeah, and I do think that there is a competitive advantage if you're over-investing.
Yeah.
And on paper, when you're looking at a budget, we're doing the Download in Chicago Business, but you're looking at a budget, I would assume that there's a line item for how many students you can have at whatever price. And it would be, from a business standpoint, easier to say, keep that at the baseline as low as it possibly could. And that's what you're going to get from scholarship help from the state of Illinois. That's what you're going to get when it comes to some other schools. But that's where you get the competitive advantage of making that baseline, what you
that's
provide
exactly
to students, more.
You know, it's funny when you're about the budget, because it is funny. I had come out of management consulting years and years ago, and it doesn't take, my kids could figure this out. If you were to look at our program in our schools, you'd say, boy, this makes no business sense. It doesn't make any business sense because the budgets don't work. You have to raise enough money and they don't have enough to pay. It doesn't work. What does work is that the school provides great education in the output of where these children go, whether they go on to from elementary school on to a Catholic high school or a selective public enrollment or a great charter school, that they're on a better track because of that. And when we track those kids through, you know, we have 95% graduating from college. We have 89% actually showing up in college the year after high school graduation. And so when I look at the numbers in the city and the nation, and we graduate three times national rate from college, they come back here and contributing. Or they go to a great career. But the budget part is critical, that if we don't watch those numbers, we're in trouble. But on the other hand, I always say to our board, this isn't a saving money activity. This is soul-filling work for us. We do this because it fills our soul to be partners with these great communities and to help children get on a better path to a brighter future.
Joshua Hale is the president and CEO of Big Shoulders Fund. Since 1986, they've raised $300 million to the cause of giving scholarships to give students an opportunity to be in Catholic schools here in the city of Chicago and beyond. Josh, thanks for being here. I appreciate
it. Thank you very much for having me.
Fascinating. I would have never have. I think about this topic, and it's one that, you know, if you're not Catholic and you're not in it, you're not paying attention. But to really get into this, it's really fascinating. I'd love to have you back.
We'd love to come
back. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, Justin.